Hey, praise the Lord. God bless you, my friend Bishop Barry in here. I'm so excited. You are in a very powerful, powerful season. God showed me seven things. I emailed you this past weekend. And I told you that I was going to get something back into your hands. Well, today is that day. I want you to download this gift teaching, just part one of it. On seven spiritual thieves. You need this information. It's going to bless you, and you're going to be glad and happy when you hear it. While in the house of the Lord on the altar, God showed me seven things that He wants you to do for the next 45 days. Are you ready? Here it is. Number one, I heard the Lord say, because this is going to bless you. God says He's expanding you in this season. You will come into a season of change. You must expand the area of sympathy and empathy, showing more love, more nurturing. Someone needs your prayers and your attention. It shall be a time where the Lord says unto thee that you should begin to listen more to the things of the Spirit. Pray for more clarity. Listen to the things of the Spirit. The second thing that I saw was that the Lord says, do not confuse your feelings with facts. For the next 45 or so days, your emotions can play a major role in the decisions that you make. But you must be led by the Spirit of God. Don't confuse feelings with facts. Ask the Holy Spirit, talk to the Lord, so that you will know the truth. In other words, God says, a lie is going to be exposed. And if you're not wise, you will make wrong decisions, and the enemy will try to cause pain or hurt in your life. Also, the Lord says, number three, do not dwell on the things of the past. The past pain and trauma could affect you, and you can lash out on people closest to you. Your anger could show up. Be wise. That's the third thing God spoke to me and showed me. The fourth thing that God showed me, and this is going to bless you. You're going to be happy that you're following my instructions. The fourth thing that the Spirit spoke to me is that you must protect your stomach because your emotions are like eating certain foods or acidic foods can affect your stomach. Protect your stomach area. Protect your stomach. Take care of your health. Watch what you eat, saith the Spirit of the Lord. The fifth thing that God spoke to me and says, pray for the women that is in your life, especially surrounding the chest area. Pray for them. Pray for the women that is in your life. I see the Lord healing someone, but I see the enemy trying to attack two key women that is in your life. Pray for their strength. You will find also that God will raise you up, and you're going to have many dreams during the next 45 days, and God shall be speaking to you. The Lord says, be sure to write them down. My friend, your gift teaching is so on point. I want you to join me this coming Thursday, yes, as I go deeper into seven spiritual thieves. And I know that there is several of these things, if not all of them, where the enemy is trying or will try to attack your life. My friend, today I want you to go ahead and step in faith, out in faith, and release the miracle faith seed today. Be like many others that has sown that Jubilee seed. That is the seed of atonement. The number 50 symbolizes deliverance or freedom from a burden. Is there a burden that you're dealing with? Is there something that you need God to remove? Your Jubilee biblical $50 seed will bring deliverance in your life and freedom from a burden. It shall represent your Jubilee. Also, I heard God says, out of that, a debt is going to be cleared. Do you need debt cleared? Is there something? Maybe not as financially. Maybe it's forgiveness or unforgiveness or anger. There's something that needs to be cleared. Your debt needs to be wiped away, and you'll see favor. Also, I see favor from something or something that is owed to you or a debt. And I see the release of inheritance. I see something returned to you that rightfully belongs to you. That's what that Jubilee seed is going to do. It's going to grant you freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Or you may want to be like many others, the last 10 that will release the $100 seed. That $100 seed, biblically, symbolizes the Abraham blessing. Abraham was 100 years old, according to Genesis 21 and 5. His wife was 90, according to Genesis 17, verse 17, when Isaac was born. This is the promise seed, that God, let your promises manifest in my life. If you did it for Abraham and Sarah, you can do it for me. My friend, this is the promise and the glory seed, the promise seed. Go ahead and say, yes, I want to be a part of the last 10 with my free will, miracle faith seed. I want my promises. I believe them. Or, my friend, would you take that leap of faith and says, I can do the $25 seed? That is the grace for grace seed. But you and I both know the greater. The promises will cover the grace. The promises will cover the Jubilee. I want you to click on that link today and be led by the Holy Spirit. He'll speak to you. He will guide you. I want you to keep an eye on your inbox from your email, because I'll be sending you part two of my powerful teaching series, Seven Spiritual Thieves. We must together remove the thieves that is trying to hinder your blessings. But your act of faith today is going to start something and accelerate and speed up some things that you need God to do for you. Let us not procrastinate, because procrastination is a thief to blessings. Like me, I know you're ready for the blessings. Picture with me the promises of God coming forth in your life. Or will you be like the last 25 that will say, prophet, here is my $25 seed. I am ready for the grace upon grace. It is the grace multiplied seed. For the Bible says, and its fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. My question to you today, my friend, do you want the promises? Do you want the Jubilee, the freedom of a burden? Or are you ready for the grace upon grace? Go ahead and be like the last 10, like myself, and says, I want the promises, all of this, and so much more I'm believing God for. I am so excited. I am in the house of the Lord, fasting and praying on your behalf for the next 45 days. Now, quickly. Number six, pray for power, the power that's going to produce protection for the next 5 days. Believe God, says, God, give me protection, but not only protection, give me power, the power that you gave Jacob, give it to me. The power that you gave to Jacob, according to Genesis 32 and verse 28. Now, the seventh thing that I saw God doing for you, God said he's going to connect you with right people. He's going to bring you into a time of a divine flow, divine inspiration. God's going to bring you into a season where things are getting ready to be moved quicker for you. I see God releasing some things. You will come into a time where God says, I'm going to cover you and I'm going to keep you. It shall be a time where the Lord shall keep you from the works of the enemy and bring protection for you, but also for a loved one. That's what I saw. And I saw an angel behind you, covering you and protecting you from all hurt, harm, and danger. Now go ahead, move in faith, and let's get started. And be sure to download your gift teaching. Now click on the link and be a part of the last 10 to do the promised seed. Or whatever seed that the Holy Spirit lays upon your heart, it is going to bless you. You're connecting to the promises, to the blessings, and to the grace of God upon your life. God bless you. Peace, my friend.